This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you today, inshallah, the guidance of one ayah from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ayah 7 from Surah Ali Imran. This ayah is very interesting. It talks about the different types of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included in the Quran. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was addressing the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa alladhi anzala alayka al-kitab. It is he who sent down to you the book, O Muhammad. So now, I would like to say something before we talk about the tafsir of the ayah. This ayah has included a major principle which is supposed to help us understand or to have a better understanding of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayah is supposed to help us keep ourselves and our hearts and our iman firm on the sirat al-mustaqim. So we don't follow different deviations or different deviated ideologies. No, we keep ourselves on a sirat al-mustaqim. We follow the sirat al-mustaqim, or right understanding, the right understanding of the Quran. Because in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, as I said, he's talking about two types of ayat. So هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات. So he said in this book, in it are verses that are precise, that are entirely clear. Their meaning is not open to different interpretation. They are fully and entirely clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, هُنَّ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. They are the foundation of the book. These ayat are the foundation of the book. So if you want to know about fundamental principles of the deen, if you want to know about the major tenets of your faith, you need to go and seek the guidance of these ayat. You seek the guidance of these ayat. You don't waste your time trying to understand or trying to use some other ayats that are not entirely clear. Because in the same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَاتٍ. And yet, some of them, some of these verses, are not entirely clear. They are open to different interpretations. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about something very important, about the right methodology, as I said, to deal with the Quran, with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our salvation on the Day of Judgment depends on following the right path, the path of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the path of those who lived with him, the first generation, who were praised by the Messenger of Allah, praised by Allah in the Quran, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their students, the Tabi'een, and Tabi'i Tabi'een, the third generation. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised people who lived within these three generations, the people of his generation and those who came after them and those who came after them, right? So they followed the right path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that he was pleased with the Sahaba and the Muhajirin and the Ansar. So if we want to save ourselves on the Day of Judgment and make sure that we are following the right path, we need to follow the guidance of these ayat that are entirely clear. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling them Ummul Kitab, Hunna Ummul Kitab. They are the foundation of the book. And he's telling us something else, that those who have a disease in their heart, those who have a deviation in their hearts, will follow those verses that are not entirely clear. They're not fully clear. They are open to different interpretation. So he said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ. And they have a purpose, and this purpose is not clean. He said, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ. Seeking discord, seeking disagreement, seeking division within the community. وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ. And seeking an interpretation that suits their agenda, their hidden agenda. or that is suitable to their desires and their fabricated ideologies, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about those who will like to create fitna within the community. They will just focus on these verses that are not entirely clear, and they're going to leave the other verses that are entirely clear. They're going to deny their guidance. They're going to neglect the guidance of those ayat that are clear. And then he said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Then who? No one knows, and no one knows its meaning or the meaning of this ayat except their true interpretation, except Allah. But the one وَرَاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Those who are firm in knowledge will say, we believe in it. All of it is from our Lord. So we believe in those that are entirely clear, al-muhkamat, al-muhkamat, or al-muhkam, يسمى المحكم باللغة العربية, or الآيات المحكمات, the verses that are entirely clear. And we believe in the other verses too, because all of them came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is another interpretation of this ayah that says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant in this ayah, wallahu a'lam, that Allah knows the true interpretation of this ayat, and also those who are firm in knowledge, الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, they know the meaning of this ayat. So the meaning of this ayat that are not clear is not clear to everyone, but it might be clear to those who are firm in knowledge, but they're not clear to everyone. So people who don't have enough knowledge of the tafsir, their knowledge of the Arabic language is limited, their knowledge of Islam is limited, they're not supposed to go to this ayat that are not clear and build their aqidah on them, or build their lifestyle and their methodology, their ideology, based on these ayat that are not clear. So, and he said, وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and no one will be reminded except those of understanding, the people of understanding, the people of knowledge. Now, this is a really, really important, because when you think about this principle, it's an extremely important principle. When you think about it, because we ignored the guidance of this ayah, we are an ummah that is divided, and we have too many groups and too many sects and too many names, right? Too many names within this ummah. I'll give you an example. When we mention some examples, this principle would be clear. There is, for example, an ayah, and this ayah has been repeated in the Quran. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. This ayah is found in Surah Al-Jathiyah, ayah 6, and it is found in some other surahs, and the meaning of this ayah has been mentioned in other surahs too. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ, these are the verses, Allah's verses or Allah's revelation, we recite to you, O Muhammad, O Prophet, in truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reciting, sending Jibreel to recite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel to recite this ayah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bilhaq. So he said in the second part of the ayah, so what message? فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Hadith, the word hadith in the Arabic language means a speech. It could mean a message, a conversation. But in the terminology of the science of hadith, it means the statement, any statement or an action made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of his statement, one of his actions, or one of his approvals. All these types, or three things, are included in the word hadith when we talk about the science of hadith. So those who reject or decided to reject the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam use this ayah as a proof that we are not supposed to believe in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we are supposed to reject all ahadith, including those who are authentic, including those who are in Bukhari and Muslim and some other sources of hadith, authentic sources of hadith. Every hadith has to be rejected because of this ayah. They use this ayah as a proof. But here, obviously, for the believers, And those who understand this ayah should not be mutashabih. But the rejectors of the hadith rejectors made it a mutashabih, made it an ayah mutashabiha. Because they said the word hadith was mentioned here, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ. So basically, so in what hadith will they believe in after, you know, Allah and His revelation, or after denying Allah's revelation? So they use the term hadith and they apply it to the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. When everyone knows that hadith, as I said, it means a speech, it means a conversation, it means message. So the right translation would be, the right interpretation of this ayah has nothing to do with the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. It means, so what message will they believe in after denying Allah and His revelations? So what kind of message? A message that is in conflict, that goes against the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is found in the Quran. What kind of message are they going to follow? What kind of guidance are they willing to follow after denying and rejecting the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And part of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is to follow the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to obey the messenger. This message has been repeated in the Quran. There are more than 100 verses in the Quran commanding the believers to believe in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah says, obey the messenger, أطيعوا الرسول, وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول, obey Allah and obey His messenger, or obey the messenger, it means to follow His sunnah. This is the meaning of obeying the messenger. But of course they say, you know, the word sunnah is not found in the Quran. Here this ayah is telling us we are not supposed to believe in the hadith. But even if we, as I said, if we assume that the ayah is mutashabih, we have plenty of ayat that are muhkamat. Their meaning is entirely clear, commanding the believers to follow, you know, the messenger, the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the people who have, as I said, a disease in their heart, they have a deviation, they follow those ayat that are not entirely clear, seeking discord, seeking disagreement, seeking fitna, and seeking an interpretation that is suitable to their, you know, to their desires, suitable to their own ideologies, fabricated ideologies and their hidden agendas. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يفتح لنا أبواب رحمته والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.